Well, the Oscars are approaching, and of course, they nominate the fucking dumbest movies of the year. And one of them that is getting a lot of flack of late is American Hustle,
And we
the
have
David
Kelly Mack
Russell
again.
shit movie.
Hey, I fucking hate that movie.
Now, Kelly, do tell why. Why do you hate this movie?
Well, here's the deal. I put it on after hearing quite a bit of hype, and actually even looking forward to it quite a bit myself. Like that super cut, I was like, this is gonna be really good. And then after like 45 minutes, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I felt like I was watching Twilight again, in that I was like, when is something actually like relevant going to happen in all of this? Because I don't give a fuck. Like, I feel like Christian Bale is the poor man's Daniel Day-Lewis, where he's trying real hard to be like, guys, look at how versatile I am. I'm from another country and I can gain weight. Ugh. And he's terrible. Amy Adams, I like, if you put Amy Adams and a blank sheet of paper next to each other, I couldn't tell the difference. It's the same fucking thing, because it's just like nothing about her stands out, and yet everyone's got this like
Well, the
massive
blank sheet of
erection.
paper would have to have dots on it because she's very freckly.
I mean, if someone sneezed on a blank sheet of paper, I mean, but mostly she's just pale and terrible. Right. So it just
Keep
like
going.
drags on, nothing fucking happens, and I was just like, I don't understand. This is a goddamn disaster. Like, I felt like David O. Russell's like, okay, guys, cast, you're my true blue A team, all right? Like, I know I'm gonna get some noms for this shit. So here's the script. You can kind of go off of it if you like. But also just play it up. Just do your thing. And then everyone just was like, ran with it way too far. Like, I'm sorry, Bradley Cooper has gotten nominations for this movie? Why?
Because he's like attached to an electric toaster in
Yeah,
this movie.
that's it. Like, he's got a perm. Is that like
Yeah.
his outstanding acting feat? Because really, there's like nothing extraordinary.
Isn't
And
he
like,
playing a Cuban or something?
I didn't pick up
Or
on that.
Puerto
Maybe, though.
Rican? Isn't
Maybe.
he a Mexican? Like Ben Affleck was a Mexican in Argo?
Oh my
That's a
God.
winning combination then, because.
Jesus Christ, Lord. Okay, I didn't know either of those things. But then the actual, like, Latin or Latino man, Michael Pena, in that movie is playing a sheik. I don't know. Everyone's just like, look at all these fun, like, Jersey accents we can have. And then Amy Adams is like, and I'm so proper because I'm pretending to be
And I
British.
couldn't figure that out because when Bradley Cooper revealed he didn't know it was fake, that blew me away.
Oh my God. I was
Because I was
like,
like, how could you not pick up on how awful this is?
really?
It's like.
Really? And then he's like, oh my God, I fell in love with like a con artist and she conned me? Like, I'm sorry. Really? Like, that's like being like, oh my God, I had like fucking Pizza Hut and it gave me diarrhea within like an hour and a half. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Like, how could, oh, so unexpected. Like, is it? Is it? Because you should have known what you were getting into when you.
I think I've heard just about enough of your Pizza Hut bashing.
I have
It's gonna
been.
continue.
It's not gonna stop. It will never stop. It is not real pizza. Not even the point. Just like, Pizza Hut is not real pizza, and American Hustle is not a quality movie. Like, they're just both
No,
pretending to be
no.
something they're not.
And when you get to Robert De
Good.
Niro, there's like a chance for a real threat and for something to really happen. But then they're like, no.
No.
Don't get interesting, please.
Just
Stay
tone
safe.
it down, De Niro. Jesus Christ, you've had your day. Now let's get some Jennifer Lawrence playing a part that she's like totally not right for. But let's watch her cleaning to Live and Let Die. Like, isn't that crazy? Like, I had people like boasting how wonderful that scene was. Like,
I
oh my
couldn't
God.
stand it.
I was so furious.
It
I
was
was
so
like,
obnoxious. Like, who cares?
what is the point? Oh, she's like wearing yellow dish gloves and banging her head with this goofy ass stupid updo. And then she's talking about like a sun lamp. And at one point, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, she's ranting on about this in a very Jennifer Lawrence like interview fashion where she's just being Jennifer Lawrence, but with like this weird, shitty Jersey accent, I think, where it was just like, why is.
What, did she have an accent? I didn't
Yeah,
notice.
she's like,
Yeah, there was an accent.
I don't like
I couldn't
change.
tell. I couldn't
Well, it
tell, to
was
be
really
honest.
very similar to her other movie she did with David O. Russell, that Silver Linings Playbook, where it was just like, But she wore more 70s clothing, but it was the same character, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, but she won the Oscar for that, by the way.
She did, which I still don't understand.
And
but
both of these,
it's fine.
And both of these movies have made over $100 million, by
yeah,
the way.
I can't, like, I feel like knowing that is gonna keep me up at night, like, how do I destroy this? Like, god damn, there is no justice. There's just like, well, it's David O. Russell, so we can count on him to do something that we are just going to pretend is awesome. I'm like, I'm sorry, did anyone else see, like, fucking Her? That was great. I mean, I'm not even going to say shit about 12 Years a Slave. I have too much white guilt. I can't watch it. I'm not there. Not even this
it's
month.
It's good.
But I'm just like, this is the movie that everyone is losing their minds over? Like, how? How?
It was
I feel
dull.
Like, it was like... The true con is the movie itself.
Right.
I feel like it's just David O. Russell just pulling the fucking wool over everyone's eyes and just being like, I did it again, you guys. Suck it. Like, Silver Linings Playbook is okay,
maybe,
but is it anything to write home about?
Point.
Yeah. No. No.
Maybe this is David O. Russell's ultimate, like, con. I mean, not con. It's like he took I Heart Huckabees to the next level.
No.
He is his own metaphysical police. And the audience is his victims.
He's also so enamored with the 70s that it's just
like
on fire.
Let's let it go there.
And then when they actually play a con and Bradley Cooper, there's no lead up or build up. The audience isn't in on the gag. It's just like, and here it is. Mm. It's like
comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's so it's like just, random. There's no thrill in watching it happen. It's just sort of like, and we're done.
And it's.
It's the longest movie I've seen where nothing happens.
Yeah, good God. I was just, like, waiting for it or waiting for, like, this big turn to happen that was going to captivate me and draw me back in. But
never.
I was just pissed. I was so fucking mad. And then I have had to, like, listen to people talk about how great it is and then shut them down on it. And, I mean, it's just, like, it's such a grassroots operation that I don't know that it's really getting anywhere. And I'm just so upset about it.
We're bringing to the next level right here. Right here.
Getting the word out.
The hate is there.
Detractors.
And also, the ending is terrible.
There's a lot of people that don't like it.
I don't
there
like...
are.
There's a lot of hate for
there
it.
There is a lot, but then also not enough is really my feeling. Like, there could be so much more, and there should be so much more. And if I keep at it, There will be so much more.
Yes.
Like, I don't really fight with my mom very often, or at all for that matter, because I guess I'm a grown-up and have better things to do.
Congratulations.
But
she
was like, I loved American Hustle. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, are we related? Like, did we watch the same movie? Were you drinking for once? I mean, like, how did you enjoy it? I don't understand. Like, I have no idea. And then the whole, like, hey, we're going to do this gag with Louis C.K., where he's just going to start telling the story repeatedly, and it's he's never going to get it out. Isn't that so funny? It's like, no, it is a terrible gag. You've utilized Louis C.K. in the worst way. You've made me dislike him for the first time ever. And it's just like, now he goes on talk shows and is like, ah, isn't that hilarious? It's because he took a shit in the lake and it froze. Isn't that great? But everyone thought it was going to be tragic. And I was like, no, because you're trying to play that up as like a big point of interest. And I don't fucking care. No one fucking cares.
Bradley Cooper didn't care.
Obviously. He sure as fuck could have cared less.
Yeah.
But he was just super self-involved. And then, oh God.
And the ending I didn't like either. Because it felt like a big cop-out. Like, I don't believe that Christian Bale and Amy Adams want a suburban life. If there are these con artists who keep playing people all the time.
No.
I'm supposed to believe that they just want to live at home all the time and raise a kid and have some art shop.
They have an art shop? Is
at the end of it, they sell artwork.
Oh my God.
Why? It's like, I just don't believe that at all.
Nope.
Not realistic.
And then Jennifer Lawrence is just like, yeah, I can deal without this kid. Sounds good. All right, bye.
I'm
going to
bang this gangster. Kills people, so
yeah. What and the it's just like, hey, we're supposed to have this really wonderful metaphor with the nail polish or the perfume or
I didn't get that at all.
And I was just like, nope, that fell flat. It like no one is like resonating, like, oh my God, oh, what's my nail polish smell? Like, what is that for me? Oh, I don't know. Like, no, not at all. Like, that movie effectively made me dislike Louis C.K., albeit briefly, fucking hate Jennifer Lawrence. Like, now I'm just like, nope, I'm over you. You're done. You're back in the line. I don't give a shit about you anymore. Like, you won a Golden Globe. I know that's a bullshit award show, but, like, God, I hate it even fucking more
and
now.
And she won the BAFTA.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why? Does anybody...
For supporting actress.
Did anyone see Nebraska? June Squibb.
She was great.
She was wonderful. Why didn't she win? Why? Why? Is it because she's not Katniss?
She's old. No one likes her.
I love her. I hope to have a career just like hers. Like, if I'm not in June Squibb's shoes come 65, I'm just going to fucking call up whoever the current Dr. Kevorkian is or just lob myself off of a building. I don't know.
Go Tony Scott and do what he did, just off that bridge.
Oh, yeah, he sure did, huh?
Yeah, that's a good way to...
Yeah, I could get on board with that.
It's a good sequel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially if you're just, like, real fucked up and you're just not going to remember it anyway. It's just, like, going to wake up. You're never going to wake up.
Do us a favor, take David O. Russell with you.
Oh, God. I mean, if it didn't mean that, like, if I could just, like, kill one person without consequence, it would probably be him. And I'm sure there are other better people that should probably go down. But it would be David O. Russell, because he's just a fucking nuisance. Like there are people with talent that are getting totally blown off, but everyone is sucking your dick. Why? Why? Why?
Well, you know what? Honestly, you know what? This is going to be hindsight is 2020 and philosophical. But I think in 20 years, we're going to look back and people are going to say, remember David O. Russell? And they're going to say, oh, you mean the guy that sold out and made those Hallmark movies?
Oh.
Yeah. How sad that he shot himself in the head with a shotgun.
God, I'm just counting the days. And thank God it's on Hallmark, because I won't watch that shit. But if he starts directing Lifetime movies, I will take him out myself. There's
Please.
Just no way. Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
But he shot himself with a gold-plated shotgun, because he's got nothing but money now.
God damn. I bet it was a gold shotgun that was made out of, like, melted down Mr. T necklaces, too. That son of a bitch.
He took away those beauties.
Those beautiful
those lovelies.
Gold chains. Yeah, no, I cannot tolerate this movie being, like, a front runner for the Oscars. I'm, like, fucking livid. I mean, I know it doesn't really mean anything, but I was flipping through an issue of Entertainment Weekly that somebody in my building had just discarded carelessly.
Okay, yes.
Those assholes.
Yes.
Their trash is my treasure, though. So, yeah, but I was like, the whole issue is, like, the Oscars issue because that's coming up, and which is just going to be a nightmare for my neighborhood, so I resent them on a whole other level. But it was like, hey, here are the odds of all of these, you know, different, like, you know, Oscar nominees for all the big ones, like best screenplay, movie, actor, actress, blah, blah, blah. And it was like American Hustle, like 42% chance of winning. And it's like Nebraska, 8. And like everything else is just like these small little slivers. And it's like, this fucking movie? Like, who is voting for this?
People who like to play it safe. That's who. And it's all these
old people. American Hustle will not win one Oscar. I promise you that.
It's won too many other awards. How can
it's
we
too
know?
Late. It's
How
too
can
late.
We know?
The Oscars is a different animal. And if you look, it's going to be 12 Years a Slave, Best Picture, because white guilt. Best Director, Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity.
Avi.
Best Actress is Cate Blanchett. She's won everything already.
Oh, thank
Best
God.
Supporting Actress. Best Supporting Actress is going to be...
Don't say her name. It's fine.
No, June Squibb in my dreams. That's,
no, the black chick from...
Oh, right. Also from...
No, she won't win. Well, she might win because it's supporting. If it was actress,
she's won a lot, though. She's won a lot.
Yeah, she is sweeping.
She has won a lot.
Except for Golden Globes.
But if Jennifer Lawrence wins an Oscar for this supporting actress, I will drive down to the audit, the wherever they have the Kodak Theater or whatever the fuck it's called now, because it went broke. The Chinese Center or whatever.
Oh no, it's
I
the
will
Dolby.
Burn it down.
I'm sorry, I think it's the Dolby Theater now.
Oh yes, it is.
Okay,
Dolby.
Good.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, because I used to live down the street and like You know, it's like the code. There's just like this sign for no fucking reason, a neon sign that like used to say Kodak Theater, but it just said the Dolby Theater. I was like, why? Who the fuck cares? I don't care. No one cares. Also, tears for Kodak. Anyway,
we're all so sad.
We're all very sad.
Boo hoo hoo.
But yeah, okay. So best actor is not going to be Christian Bale, God willing, correct?
No, best actor is going to be Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
Oh right.
And Jared Leto wins best supporting actor.
More than likely, yes.
Yeah.
Gravity wins best original screenplay.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. What else do you got?
I think her will win best original.
Oh, well, that'd be good. As long as it's not American Hustle. That's all I want.
He already won the WGA, I think. Didn't he win WGA award for
Who?
Best screenplay?
Who?
Spike Jones.
Yeah,
Spike Jones.
I think you're probably right. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, because if that won, then that's a shoo-in to win best script. As it should.
It should.
Oh, absolutely. Her fucking rules. I don't know why everyone's just like, just gobbling up American Hustle's dick, and then her is just...
Because it's easy.
Not easy. Her is very palatable. It is not a real thinking film. You know, it is easy to put down your throat.
Well, everyone just doesn't want to admit that they want to be choked by a dead cat.
Huh?
They don't want to confess that love.
Well, it's time for the truth to come out. Sooner or later.
It will.
Well, how about... Okay, so you realize Amy Adams is in both movies.
Yeah, begrudgingly. Why is she in that movie?
Yeah,
she's better in Her, though, I thought. Between the two, I liked her more.
I still didn't like her. I still hated her. And I was just like, this could have been anybody else. Like, truly, literally.
It could have been Jennifer Lawrence.
I mean, I would hope not. No, she would just try to be like, hey, I know I'm supposed to be this really subtle character, but I've got so much to say about that. Go get chased by arrows, bitch. I'm over you. And I'm sure I'd probably get a lot of hate for saying that, but I also feel like maybe I'm just ahead of the curve. I mean, I'm sorry, but like Jennifer Lawrence...
People will catch up to you.
They'll come around. Oh, they will definitely come around.
The bow will break and the cradle will fall.
You're goddamn right it will. It's fucking inevitable. It's going to happen. I know it. I mean,
she's gonna get caught. She's gonna get caught saying something about Jews. It's bound to happen.
She's on the verge of Gibsoning. She is very close to pulling a Gibson. She's one too many white wines at Moonshadows away from giving us a going full Gibson. I'm sure she'll
look
get
at
on
these sugar tits.
She'll turn around.
Oh God!
Just for you.
Golly. Sugar tits. Damn.
They're gonna find out she's the one that spiked Philip Seymour Hoffman's loaded dose.
Oh boy.
Ooh, tough pill to swallow.
It's a good conspiracy though, Richard. I like where this is headed.
Oh my God.
I was having an affair with Jennifer on the set of Mockingjay.
Cause he was he. I could give two shits about the Hunger Games. But he's
I hated
in
Catching
one,
Fire.
Or
I was
he's...
so bored.
No, they all seem terrible to me. Like, I refuse to read the books. Like, people are like, no, but really, the books are good. And I'm like, yeah, but really, I'm almost 30, and I don't fucking care about children dying in this fictitious future world of I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, the movies are mediocre at best, so the books cannot be...
Much
better.
No.
Much worse,
I'd say. I've heard what happens at the end. I've been told how the books end, and I was just like, really? That's how they end? That's like so anticlimactic, it hurts.
It's pretty awful.
I feel like I found out, but it was just so insignificant that my brain did me the courtesy of forgetting for me, because I have no recollection. I'm like, I know it's something stupid and outrageous, but also like, I don't care at all.
It has the emotional complexity of a spider fart.
That sounds about right. Yeah, no, it's all awful.
Yes.
I don't know. She's, goddamn, Jennifer Lawrence. I don't know, but I feel like I was inevitably going to turn on her eventually. So, better sooner than later. I'm glad I just stopped lying to myself now, and hopefully the rest of the world will catch up to that opinion before long.
Oh, it's bound to happen.
Yeah,
the world
yeah.
will turn on all of them.
Yeah.
And worst case scenario, she'll just get old, but she won't, like, turn into a Meryl Streep. So kind of Julia Roberts out. Am I wrong?
I think you had more Halle Berry.
Ooh, she... Ooh, boy, yeah. She puttered out right quick.
Yeah, she'll do Catwoman. That'll be Jennifer Lawrence. She'll think being Catwoman is a good opportunity.
She'll do Batgirl, because that also seemed to be the one of the last nails in the coffin for Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Just like, I think eats her own hair because it's vegan or something.
I think she's going to nosedive into Nev Campbell land.
Oh, God.
Ooh,
where
boy.
Is that?
Oh.
Ouch. She had that one.
It's on the
like,
it's on the edge of nowhere and infinity.
Yeah, it's certainly.
It's a scary place to be.
Yeah, that's not the place to be at all.
No.
No.
Like Emma Roberts.
So many sad souls. Just...
Too many to count, really?
I
love
souls?
It how she... The best part of Emma Roberts' career is Scream 4.
That's pretty sad.
Didn't she die, like, almost immediately?
No, she lives...
She's the killer.
She's the killer. Spoiler alert.
Oh, God, that's right.
It's
I forgot.
Terrible.
And Nev Campbell shocks her brain with a defibrillator and says, clear. It's hilarious.
Ooh, I saw it, but I...
Not worth remembering.
Blocked it out.
No, it's right up there with the ending of the fucking stupid-ass Hunger Games books where I'm just like, I know I've heard it, but I also will never care ever. Like, if I was on Jeopardy, I wouldn't even care if I got that answer or that whole entire category wrong.
That's
a question
on Jeopardy. How does the Mockingjay end? Like shit, Alex? What is shit? You're right.
For $1 billion, eat my dick, Ken Jennings. I win. It's me.
You Mormon bastard.
Oh, God, is he Mormon?
Oh, he's Mormon.
Oh, God,
oh,
he's
boy.
On the spectrum. He's definitely on the spectrum. But what can
That's,
you do?
Well, Jesus, Ken Jennings, I don't think his name has been uttered since 2005.
No,
Jesus.
His wife hasn't uttered it.
Oh, that's for sure.
Oh.
Oh, is she dead?
I don't know. I don't know if he's married.
He couldn't be. No, he does not.
He cashed his Jeopardy checks and he's dating an Asian cosplay girl.
Oh, Jesus. I don't even think he'd have to, like, cash any checks for that. He'd just show up and be, like, an awkward weirdo and they'd just all flock to each other. Using, like, ESP, because they're all smarter than us, let's be honest.
Yes, you're right. You are right.
They are all functioning on a higher, like, mental level than the rest of us. So, good for them. Fuck you. I'm never going on Jeopardy.
No.
All right.
Wheel of Fortune, maybe.
You ready to hit the bar, Richard, or get a drink?
Yeah, let's go drink to the memory of Jennifer Lawrence.
Bye, bitch.
And Emma Roberts. Bye.
Bye, both you bitches.